June 11th, 1922. The natural life symbolizes the spiritual life. I was thinking to myself, how is it that the spiritual life also undergoes so many changes? While one is convinced that this must be his life, then, when he least expects it, he's flung somewhere else, dragging along who knows how many painful repercussions that make the heart bleed. It can be said that because it is so many changes that one goes through, it is a continuous martyrdom. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, indeed, the spiritual life must be a continuous martyrdom, because it must be similar to the first and greatest of martyrs, that is, myself. And if it were not so, it cannot be given the true name of spiritual life, but larva and shadow of it. Then it is necessary for it to undergo various changes, and this in order to make it reach the proper stature, and to render it noble, beautiful, and perfect. If the human nature itself, which is less important, undergoes who knows how many changes in order to reach the proper stature, much more so the spiritual, which is more important than the natural life, and superior to it. Even more, the natural symbolizes the spiritual. Observe a little bit. How many changes does the natural life go through? It is conceived inside the maternal womb, and there it remains for as many as 9 months to form the little body. And when it is formed, it is forced to come out, and if it wanted to remain inside, it would die, because lacking the space to grow, it would suffocate, jeopardizing its life and that of the mother. Now, if this conception were formed outside of the maternal womb, who would provide the blood and the heat in order to form the little body? Moreover, since the members are extremely tender, the air itself would kill it. How much caution is it not needed with the little newborn? The heat, the cold, the very narrowness of the maternal womb can be deadly for him. And therefore, swaddling clothes, cradle, milk. If one wanted to give him some other food, the little one would not be able to chew it, so his life would be put in danger. But then the time also comes when he becomes capable of taking food. The swaddling clothes are removed, and he learns to take a few steps. Do you see? We are only at his infancy, and he has already gone through 3 changes. Now, what would one say if this little one, seeing himself placed on the ground, to let him take the first step, in fear of being snatched from the arms of his mama, screamed, cried, and refused to have any of it? One would feel sorry for him, because in the arms of his mama, he would never become a man. Without motion, he would not become strong, nor developed. Now, let us come to the true spiritual life. It is conceived in my womb. My blood, my love, and my breath form it. Then I feed it at my breast. I swaddle it with my graces. Then I move on to make it walk with my truths. However, with this, my design is not to form a child for fun, but to form a copy fully similar to myself. And this is why the changes come in, for nothing other than to let it reach a mature age and give it all those privileges and prerogatives that the true spiritual life contains. Otherwise, it would remain like a baby in swaddling clothes who, instead of forming my honor and my glory, would form my sorrow and dishonor. And how many are those who remain only newborn, or swaddled at most? Very few are those who work together with me to make of them a copy of myself.